from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Far be it from me to correct our queen, but there are some on the text line who want you to issue an immediate correction.
And an apology.
And an apology from trending with regard to the Red Sox game this afternoon, not this evening, correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. 2:10 p.m. this afternoon. If I'm being honest with everybody, I was late this morning.
Yes,
and
you were.
That's on me that I did not change it in my document.
What happened?
You know, it was just one of those mornings that time got away from me.
That's on me. Yeah. Mm.
That's on me.
Do you know that science has, this is new news today, science has determined the exact time at which you know whether it is going to be a bad day or not.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Please tell me we've already passed it.
This is not my lead. We have not. Would you like to take it?
9 a.m.
Wiggy would say 4:21.
No, I would say 8:15.
8:36.
Wow.
By 8:36 every morning, you know whether it is going to be a good day or a bad day.
Okay. Well,
that's shocking because I've already determined it's going to be a good day.
All right. Well,
we need a gong at 8:37.
Let me get to my lead. Starbucks has a new CEO. His name is Brian Nickel. And it has been announced that he will work from home remotely every day.
All right.
The CEO, the chief executive officer, will never step foot into the headquarters in Seattle. Will never, I'm guessing, interact with at any of the stores or with any of the employees or with anybody who might be a customer of Starbucks. Should there be some important question like perhaps, hey, we have this venture capital funding sitting out here. We need a decision on it.
Mm-hmm.
Brian will probably say, yes, I will get to that as soon as I get the laundry done at home. As soon as I get the bed made, I will get to it. Is there anything that is more perplexing than the CEO of a company which is based on human interaction? That's how they make their money, is people going into their store, interacting with a barista and saying hello, who is never going to interact with any of his employees. It is, I'm sorry, go ahead, call me and Curtis, old men screaming at clouds. This is an absolute disaster.
I'm not going to yell at you.
You're not?
I have a question. Is he requiring his employees to go into said office?
Yes. There have been employees that have been told they have to come back to work.
Is bad leadership. And that is not okay. If you are the CEO of a company and you are a leader, your ass should be in your office, and you should be available for anybody that needs to come talk to you throughout the day.
You are available. Send me an email.
How do you expect that people are going to do any kind of work and be any kind of productive if you're not there leading by example?
And
because you have people underneath you who do that.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's
the but man, I want to work
the
for
man
somebody,
with the gold makes the rules.
I want to work for somebody that I have access to. Uh-huh. Like, I want somebody that is there and seems excited about whatever company I'm working for. And if they're sitting at home every day, I think it's only going to lead to resentment from the people working for
them. How many companies do you really get that you work for that you really can go, all right, I'm going to go up to the CEO's office and, you know, break bread with them?
Well, FedEx, the CEO of FedEx, I think it's Smith is his last name. He's mm-hmm. there in Tennessee. He's been there. He's set up the whole business. He's hands-on. Mm-hmm. But, Wiggy, the argument against this mm-hmm. is Jerry Jones. So right. he's the CEO. He owns it. He's there every day, and he makes it worse.
Right.
So there is the potential. But this, when you have a shop that is predicated upon customer service, and you never actually visit the shop, you are derelict in your duty as someone who's operating and running the business.
It's ridiculous.
And did you see the money he got?
Yes, it's like $300 million when you include the stock. When you include the stock and everything else, he got a $10 million signing bonus.
$80 million one-time equity grant.
Well, now you know, has a nice home office.
Now you know why he gets to chill at home.
He has good Wi-Fi.
You know what? Hey, strive to be the CEO and not a barista, and guess what? You can't.
It is nuts, though.
I ain't got no issues with it.
Nobody is going to work. Like, if your big boss, the figurehead, the CEO, the guy who's in charge, is working from home, then why are you going to bother to go in and do any work?
Because you have a boss at the job. There's
It's his job to lead by example. I'm sorry.
So you're talking about middle management.
Yeah, that's
but
what
middle management is going to start resenting their boss, who's going to start resenting their boss. It's a trickle-down effect. But if everyone's working from home, I'm all for it.
Remember, there's cattle, there's farmers. That's how it works. And you know what? If you're the cattle, guess what? You don't have maybe the same type of luxury that the farmer has. It's just the nature of the beast.
Okay.
So I got no issues with it.
Well, anyway, those are this morning's leads.
Damn, how do I become CEO of Starbucks? $300 million?
Tommy bag donuts. Yeah. You can't say anything. You don't get to work on time. I was here on time. I was just late.
You were a little bit late.
I was late for our...
You were late for our meeting.
I was here before you, so I was
by 1 minute. I mean, I saw you walking, running in. Yeah, you were running. You full anxiety panic when you were running in this morning. All right, let's get to this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And where would you like to begin, Jackson?
Let's begin with the Matthew Judon situation. It's almost over, but Pat McAfee kind of had a little stamp on it. And the he does not think Atlanta came out good in this situation.
This Judon story, as a New England Patriot fan, Red Sleeves obviously no longer roaming the field for the Patriots. Ah. He was up there in the new era of Colts, still Belichick era, or sorry, of Patriots. He has the situation with Coach Mayo, you know, on the field whenever he was holding out or sitting out of padded practices. He and Coach Mayo talk. Mayo sends him off the field. He's back the next day. Then, boom, he's traded to the Atlanta Falcons. Mm. Holy hell, the Atlanta Falcons are trading for Judon. Do they have a deal done? They do not have a deal done. Wow. Falcons are idiots again. They pay a quarterback $180 million. Then they draft Michael Penix Jr. in the top 10. Who's your quarterback? You don't have one. What's your plan? You don't have one. Then they trade for Judon without a deal getting done. Are you guys Hassan Reddick again?
Could be.
What a bunch of doofuses. How many amateurs we got running NFL teams these days?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Do you agree, Wiggy? It was dumb to trade for him or give up that capital based on not having a new deal done for him. So you're basically renting him this year. I mean, you're only renting him for $6.5 million.
That sounds like McAfee's doing the bidding of his new buddy Bill, that the organization that spurred him is making bad decisions.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, right. I think in the sense of it makes your team better, right? And your team is about the Atlanta Falcons are in kind of win now mode. So it makes your team better. Like you said, it's only going to cost them $6.5 million. And there are a lot of people who don't necessarily, like here in New England, like, he's hurt. He's this. Is he still the same guy? So it's probably smart for them to maybe not give him a new deal. He brings up the Hassan Reddick thing, like Judon's going to get there and then be like, oh, I want to be traded from here too.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think he's going to figure out, like, all right, I'll come down here, I'll play, and then hopefully I'll get my new contract after the first couple of weeks of the season.
Okay, what's next, Jackson?
All right, moving to the AFC East. Curtis's favorite guy, Aaron Rodgers, had something to say about how tough this training camp is so far.
I would say the camp is much harder this year and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. You know, there's a lot of different schools of thought, and there's always, you know, people you can scapegoat as far as injuries and different things, but I think some of the older guys enjoyed, to steal a coaching word, the callous part of training camp where you're kind of grinding. And some people believe that although it puts more, you know, strain on you in training camp, that actually gets you more ready to play when the season starts. And then some people believe the opposite.
I honestly, I'm not rooting for much this year. I hope he falls so flat on his face. What an arrogant a-hole. Robert and I knew. The rest of the squad baited.
I have been told by Robert Sala that this was going to be a difficult training
the
camp.
The rest of the squad was completely unaware.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's healthy, I hate to say it, they are a good football team.
When Rodgers is healthy, there's nothing you could say about him as a player and a quarterback on the field. When he's healthy, he's a top 5 quarterback. Now, getting, you know, what he does in the postseason different, but he's healthy. That defense is good. They got talent. They got Wilson at wide receiver. They got the with the running back, Breece Hall. So they got some talent over there, you know. And
even if I tear my ACL, I won't miss any action.
Are you, when it comes to training camp and the way it used to be when you played,
and the
way it is now,
yeah,
do you sort of agree with Aaron Rodgers?
No, because even when I played, even, you know, like, how much harder could it be for him now? And then I'll get like old man Tom Brady. When I played, it was a different time. You know, training camp was a lot longer. Some teams had 5 preseason games. There was real two-a-days. It was a different time, you know? Yeah. So, I'm not going to knock the younger guys because of the way they got it. They were fortunate to be born when they were born and play in the era they're playing in.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
Next, Courtney talked about it in her league yesterday. Tua Tagovailoa had some things to say about Brian Flores, called him a horrible person, and here's how Flores responded.
The words he used were a terrible person. I'm just curious how that hit you.
Look, I'm human, so that hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't positive for me. But at the same time, you know, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? That's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like, you know, that's me? No. But how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
Well, back to you, Wiggy, because you actually played the game. You've had coaches, I'm sure, say unrepeatable things to you.
Yeah.
Mean things to you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think what Brian Flores was saying to Tua was that out of bounds?
I don't know.
You're not the guy I wanted.
Right.
You know, you stink.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not one bit at all. But in the world we live in today, you can't coach like that. I remember Bill Parcells having me stand up in front of the whole team and minicamp and basically was like, yeah, there's no way you're going to make this team. The only reason why you're here is because I know your coach and I did him a favor.
Are you serious?
And the fact that you're from...
He had you stand up.
Stand up.
And then he said, there's no way you're making this team.
Nope. And
did he let you sit down after he said that?
After that, I was like, I don't know which direction to go. And he was like, and the fact that you're from Boston and I hate the Red Sox and, you know, just Boston in general because he was like a Jersey guy. Yeah, you're not making this team.
But did that help you?
The way Parcells operated was if he could break you mentally, you couldn't play for him. He used to criticize Jumbo Elliott like it was, you know, and Jumbo helped him win a couple Super Bowls and just being in practice. And he used to be like, yeah, Jumbo, I was reading the paper and Strahan said he's going to have a couple sacks against you. After watching you practice, I think it's forget about a couple. I don't even know if you're going to make it through the game.
But again, Tua ended that season with Brian Flores on a high note. So, like, it was the Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson aspect that was, like, the monkey on his back that he couldn't shake. It wasn't Brian Flores. Like, yeah, maybe your feelings got hurt, but you ended up performing pretty well at the end with the same head coach.
I will say this, and this is the old man. Not old man, but just, like, we were built differently as football players. There's still some guys out there that are built like we were, but there are a lot of guys that couldn't play in the era that I played or even before the era I played in because mentally they were brought up different. The world is different for them. It's just they couldn't do it. Like Belichick, early Belichick, these guys could not play for early Belichick.
And I would just say, and I've heard countless people talk about this since Tua went on Dan Le Batard. And I would say 80-90% active and former players side with Flores and in the way it's being done. And Tua is a guy that has dealt with bad leadership. He's been put in harm's way because of a lack of understanding about the concussive nature of his injuries. But in general, he's been okay on a very talented team, and he's been receiving very little national scrutiny.
Are we to believe that his head coach in college didn't yell at him?
Of course, Saban did.
Nick Saban. I mean, like,
but I think the view of in college versus the pros, like he was the man in college. So Nick Saban, I believe, yelled at him. But it was like probably a different way because he was the man. In the pros, he was trying to find his way. And a lot of these guys, they feel like, well, wait a second. You can't criticize me. I'm a top five pick.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do it. And that's the wet world we live in. Like, a boss can't yell at a person no more because they feel like, oh, wait a second. You can't do that to me. Who are you?
Yeah. All right. Well, that is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Apparently, word is that if you work at Starbucks headquarters and you are late for work, you will be virtually disciplined. You'll be yelled at over Zoom. All right. We have got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Sox take one against the Astros behind Jaren Duran's game-winning homer. 6-5 was your final. They've got another one in Houston tonight. First pitch at 2:10 with Cooper Criswell getting the start opposing Justin Verlander. You can hang out with Arcan at 1:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Patriots back at practice today, 1 p.m. start, with Gerard Mayo speaking with media beforehand at 12:30 ahead of Sunday's preseason finale against the Commanders. And history was made last night. The first WNBA team ever to play at the TD Garden was the Connecticut Sun, defeating the LA Sparks in front of a sold-out crowd. In Timeout Market Boston, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarketboston.com. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Excellent trending, Courtney.
Hey, thank you.
Currently, you can do that from home, anywhere you want.
Does it make you want to dance, Weather Smoke?
Oh, I need to see this guy.
Okay.
Can we please?
All right.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were recording me. I would have actually changed up a little bit, but I do think we got in all my favorite moves. I like when I do the 180, the 360, and then I'm, you know, mashing potatoes. Oh, what a great scene. I love your pool, by the way. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Dancing Weather Smoke is celebrating because it's going to be a beautiful weekend in the 80s.
It's going to be gorgeous.
That's why he's dancing on Twitch.
And Dancing Curtis is hoping for an invite to Ripe. I don't know if I play my cards right. 57 and sunny, afternoon high of 73.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.